up, everybody? Roger and James here from the Disney Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking all about Disney's new movie, Christopher Robin. We saw the teaser trailer come out last week. Came out of nowhere. Wasn't really expecting that one. Was a little bit surprised with how that one went. But what were your initial impressions of the trailer?
I got a lot of flashbacks to Hook, actually. Which I really did enjoy as a kid, so that might not be a bad thing. I realize it didn't do too well at the box office, so maybe that's not what Disney wants to hear. But, for a teaser trailer, it's fine. It gets the point across. I think the hardest part was, like, which character is Christopher Robin until the end of the teaser, when you're like, oh, it's Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yes.
He's Christopher Robin.
Yeah.
So.
I'll be honest. This movie was a bit like kind of, I wouldn't even say really it was on the radar. It was a bit kind of like, I keep seeing it coming up when I'm doing bits and pieces of like what movies are coming out and trying to, you know. And I even saw some Christopher Robin merchandise while I was at the toy fair. And it was all very old fashioned, which makes a little bit more sense now of how they were representing Pooh in, I don't really put it, Winnie the Pooh. I hate calling it Pooh. That's an entirely other name over here.
It's here too.
Yes. So it's a kind of that thing of seeing him pop up at the end kind of was like, okay, I can see where they're going to go. They're going to go with this kind of retro, old-fashioned teddy bear kind of look, kind of Christopher Robin now with his toys from like maybe 40 years ago. They would have been a little bit different than what's on the shelf now. On saying that, it's still that kind of thing of, I kind of like Winnie the Pooh the way he is, the way that they draw him and stuff. So it's a little bit like, okay, it seems a bit odd.
It's a bit of a change. And it's also kind of weird that it's dropping the same week as Mary Poppins, which is another movie about...
That movie comes out Christmas Day.
No, the trailer.
All right, yeah.
I meant the trailer. Which is also a movie about, you know, the characters that we know and love having grown up and forgotten the lessons that they grew up with or something like that. So, we'll wait and see. I do have a fondness for Winnie the Pooh, obviously. I think a lot of people from our generational area tend to, because it was a fun one to grow up with. But we'll have to wait and see, because Winnie the Pooh also doesn't necessarily age well as you get older. It's not one of the ones that kind of continues to grab onto an adult. You kind of outgrow Winnie the Pooh, and you might have it when you have your own kids and show them. But unlike some other kids' shows and movies, it's not necessarily one that grows with you.
No. I mean, I was really glad that they've actually ended up using the main voice who played the animated version, playing him as well. That instantly just... I think in some ways, if they'd gone with a different voice, it would like been this is like a complete reboot. But using the same voice, it was like, oh, okay, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, that is true, and I think it helps ease the transition too, because he does, as you mentioned, look very visually different from how we're used to seeing Winnie the Pooh nowadays.
Yeah.
So having him with the old look but the new voice is kind of a. It's a good mash of the two different styles.
Yeah. I kind of, in some way, would have loved to see them do that, but more like Roger Rabbit, kind of like just full on animated, just like Izzy going bonkers kind of thing, rather than be his soft toys coming to life kind of thing. But it might depend on where the story goes.
I mean, they still might go with the he's gone completely bonkers angle, but I suspect not, because it is aimed as a kid's movie and that'd be highly depressing. But it is a British movie, which, you know, you guys like your depressing kids movies. So.
Well, you know, what was it? I mean, it's like now, it's just a weird thing, like everyone going, oh, it's like Paddington. Well, Winnie the Pooh's been around for a while. It's not like it's like they've just straight up copied it. I don't know. It's a little bit of an odd one. I'm kind of on the fence on it. I wouldn't say that the trailer was like, oh my God, I have to go see. If I wasn't doing stuff for the website, it probably would be a wait till Blu-ray or wait till I would rent it off that initial trailer.
I know my mom is going to want to see this. Just no question. I don't think she's seen the teaser, but she... Winnie the Pooh was big in her family growing up, so there's a certain affinity. And yeah, she's going to want to see this, as long as the reviews are good. So
yeah, I just had a sudden thought, because there was that Goodbye... Goodbye, Christopher Robin. When did that one come out? Was that out already? I'm just looking now.
Is that the one with General Hux playing the guy who writes Christopher Robin?
Yeah, with I think Harley Quinn as the wife, yeah.
Yeah. It might... I don't think it's out here yet. It might have a different release over in the UK, especially because it is a very British movie. But...
Yeah, it's in one of the cinemas over here in modern parts. Yeah, so I'm just looking here at the dates. 2006, it was released in the UK in September last year, so that one was...
Maybe it's coming out on Blu-ray here, I'm not sure, but I saw a trailer for it recently, and to the people who are saying, oh, it's Paddington, I think it's actually more of a response to Goodbye Christopher Robin than it is. It's kind of riding that wave of, you've got the nostalgia from Winnie the Pooh being written, and now you've got, oh yeah, remember these characters? We have them still. So
it's almost that weird thing, isn't it? Because like Disney are looking at doing stuff with their franchise, and they're probably looking at Winnie the Pooh going, we really need to get this character moving, because he's not really had a lot of life for, what, 20-odd years? Because, I mean, even the animated movies, I mean, they really didn't kind of seem to do a lot. Like, was it the Piglet movie and a few other ones? I don't really recall them. Heffalump,
I think.
Yeah, and I never really recall them really having a big impact.
And again, I think this goes back to what I said at the beginning, where Winnie the Pooh, even though most people have grown up with it, it doesn't grow up with them. So even when they announce a new Winnie the Pooh movie, animated movie, you're thinking, oh, I'm going to take my 3-year-old or my 4-year-old to see that. It's not. I'm going to go see that because I loved Winnie the Pooh as a kid. Obviously, there are exceptions. So we're going to get comments from people going, no, I go. But
well, it's funny because we actually had I had a comment from, I think it was Debbie or on the trailer story, that she's actually in the Guinness Book of Records for having the biggest Winnie the Pooh collection, and she can't wait to see what comes out. You know, just like, you know, things like that. Was just like, yeah, there is an audience there, and obviously at the theme parks you have the rides. In terms of like merchandise, you tend to just see it very much more aimed young children, baby kind of zone. Like I said, and there has been a few like cool looking, like I think Beast Kingdom have released a few things. So I'm going to be interested to see where it goes, see if we have a lot of tie-in, or if it's going to be the kind of usual Disney stuff. Well, there's a few things. I think they're going to push, I don't know, it would make sense to push, but I think it's going to be soft toys. I think that's going to be where this one might go.
You know, this gives them the opportunity. I think you made this point on one of the articles, is that this gives them the opportunity to release both the current Winnie the Pooh toys and the classic Winnie the Pooh toys side by side, and there'll be people grabbing both. But it does seem like they are putting a little bit more of a push behind this than they have in the past. I mean, Winnie the Pooh is even the theme of the current Disney Magic Kingdoms event, which just started a little bit before recording. Well, couple days before recording this.
Yeah, and we'll be recording that later. So it's like, how do we haven't really ever, you know, the idea of talking about Winnie the Pooh and then suddenly we've got two in a week. It's... So there's definitely. I think it's not a bad thing for moving this character around and kind of bringing him up to a new generation. Whether or not this movie does it, we're going to have to wait. Hopefully, some more trailers might reveal a little bit more of what's going on with the characters to see how we kind of interact with them.
Yes, obviously the teaser trailer only gets us introduced. We'll actually have to see what the story is, what other characters are going to be involved. Is it just Winnie the Pooh and Piglet? Are we going to see Eeyore and Rabbit and all these guys as well? Obviously, we probably are, but we have not seen them yet.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to have Tigger, but there's that thing of trying to do Tigger like that might look a bit odd. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see, because obviously Winnie the Pooh changed over the years his look, but you can't, I think once they hit that animated style, they kind of left them as that.
Yeah, I think even growing up, watching the old Disney Channel show where it was introduced by the guy who was quote unquote reading the story to you, that had, I think, the current or something very similar to the current Winnie the Pooh style. So it's been around for a while.
Yeah. I mean, the original books had a much more traditional style, which is what we've seen in this trailer. But it's also going to be interesting to see what Ewan McGregor does. Kind of nice to see. I know, I think he was recently saying, I think after he'd finished this movie, he was taking a bit of a break because he'd been working like nonstop and just like dropping hints for Star Wars. But, I've always liked him in stuff, and I think sometimes when he's having a bit of fun with it, it might be a fun thing for him.
Yeah, definitely, and I'm sure that'll disappoint all the Obi-Wan Kenobi prequel fans who have been lobbying to get that made. But honestly, Ewan McGregor deserves a break. He's been in a lot of movies in the last couple of years, so Let him focus on his motorcycle collection, because I know that's a big thing for him.
Yeah, his if you ever watched his A Long Way Around and A Long Way Down TV shows.
No, but I'm aware of them.
Yes, they're definitely worth checking out. But we'd love to know what you guys think of the new teaser trailer for Christopher Robin, sort of the Winnie the Pooh live-action movie that's going to be coming out later this year. Obviously, this is going to be something we're going to continue to see trailers about, and we're probably going to probably just before the movie starts coming out, we'll start seeing posters and toys and merchandise and books, and we'll really start seeing everything churning up on that. But we'd love to know your thoughts on it. Remember, check us out over at DisKingdom.com. James, where can they find you?
You can find me HeroicLegacy.com.
On that note, guys, thank you very much for watching. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, hit that little bell notification, and we'll see you guys soon. Laters.
Laters.
Oh, bother.